107 and a half FM, WGCI 610 is in Crit. Clouds and snow later on, high of 28. It's 18 at WGCI. 107 and a half FM, WGCI 614 is Bob Wall, and I've got some exclusive information about the Luther Vandross Show. I'm trying to get clearance so I can mention it on the radio. Keep your ears right here. Oh, is that 107 and a half FM, WGCI. Hey, laid back, right? Laid back and the White Horse.
Wow.
Man, everybody and their brother doing songs about rock cola, huh? 618, Bob Wall. Mostly cloudy, windy, and warm. Snow tonight, high of about 28. 10 below is the chill. It's 18 lakeside at GCI. Mindbender and the Battle of the Sexes. This happened recently. The Super Bowl winner and the World Series winner, the teams owned by the same man. Now, you don't have to name the man. Just give me the teams. Got a lady on the line. Hi.
Hi. Would it be Pittsburgh and the Pirates and the...
No, everybody is guessing the Steelers and the Pirates. They did do it one year. They both won in the same year, but that's not it.
Okay, thank you.
GCI, hi.
Hi. Is it the Baltimore Orioles and the 49ers?
Ooh, you got one of them right. GCI, hi.
Hi, Pirates and the Steelers.
Nope, we're back on the wrong track. GCI, hi.
The answer to the question is Pittsburgh Pirates and Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nobody's listening. That ain't right. GCI, hi.
Hi.
What's the answer?
How about the Eagles and the Phillies?
Huh. Now, that's a good try, but that's wrong. GCI, hi.
Yeah, Washington Redskins and Baltimore.
Hey, we finally got a winner, and the guys break on the scoreboard. Who is this?
Charles Dunham.
Yeah, absolutely right. Played movie passes. You're not going to get the money because the lady's got the week locked up.
I know.
The guy's name is Edward Bennett Williams. When the Redskins clinched here last Sunday, you probably saw him in the locker room with all the champagne.
I know.
He owns the Orioles, and of course, Redskins were Super Bowl champs last year, and the Orioles copped a series.
They'll beat it this year, too.
Not if the Sox have anything to say about it. What station starts your day?
WGCI.
620 GCI. Let's see. The Steelers are owned by Art Rooney.
Uh-huh.
And I think Galbraith is the name of the guy who owned the baseball team the year they won with Pops. And they beat the Orioles in that series. That's the one everybody's thinking about. Okay. Here's Brenda with our first look at traffic.
Good morning, everyone. We're off to a great start on the expressways. I'm Brenda Montgomery for WGCI.
620 GCI. Before I introduce Coach, I've got a lady on the line who's, I think, got a question or two about something that I hinted at a little bit earlier. Who's this?
This is Nicole Berry.
And you saw Luther Vandross last night in concert.
Uh-huh.
Did you notice anything unusual about the show?
No.
I mean, Luther got down, right?
Yeah,
it was a dynamite show.
Yes.
But you didn't pick up on anything that happened in that show that might have been a little bit different?
Different.
See? You don't know. I got exclusive information coming up. What station starts your day?
WGCI.
621 GCI. Brenda, I can't talk about it right now.
All right.
But it's coming up. Coach is here. Hawthorne Racing, quick reminder, presents Matinee Racing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 1:30. They've got racing at 8:15 nightly, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. That's Hawthorne. And now here's Coach with the latest.
I know what was unusual. I know.
You don't know.
I know.
You don't know.
I wasn't there. That's unusual.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
That's not what... It's a little bit bigger than that. It's a little bit bigger than the fact that you weren't at the concert, all right?
Okay, Bob.
Here's Coach with the scores.
I wish I was there. No one gave me tickets. Good morning, everyone. The Bulls lost to the Nets in Jersey last night, 120-105.
Now at all Sears Chicagoland stores.
GCI 624 in Cred. Let's see. We got School Fool coming up. Also, Criminal Stories, our latest feature shortly after 7 o'clock. Mostly cloudy, windy, warmer. Chance of snow tonight, high of about 28. 10 below is the wind chill. It's 18 above, lakeside at GCI. And it's getting to you, isn't it, Harold? It's getting to you.
I don't even want to know anymore. I don't even care.
Yeah, you don't want to know. You want to know. You want to know. Something going on with the Luther Vandross concert in town that most people aren't aware of. Matter of fact, I'm going to call somebody who's really close to Luther Vandross at the moment. Hang on. Let me see if I can get him at home.
Hello?
Leonard Ferguson, driver to the stars, please.
This is Leonard Ferguson, Bob. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? How'd you know it was me?
Great. I can tell your voice.
Hey.
That romantic voice. That sexy voice.
Hey, butter my toast, man. Now, listen, of course, your company is called Luxury Limos.
That's correct.
And everybody knows that when the stars are in town, you show from about.
Oh, without a doubt.
You brought Billy D. Williams up here the other day.
Yeah, one of my cars, one of my drivers.
And, of course, you're the driver for Luther Vandross while he's in town, right?
Oh, the whole tour.
Now, the whole tour?
My tour, yeah.
Okay. Now, you and I know what's going on at the Luther Vandross show, right?
Without a doubt.
You and I know what's going on.
No story.
And I'm wondering, do you think anybody picked up on it last night?
I don't think so, because, you know, you all are right in sync with one another.
Hey, now, wait, don't drop the bomb. Don't drop the bomb, you know, because I don't want to tell everybody.
Okay.
Until I get clearance from JM or Luther's manager or something like that, you know. There you go, yeah, sure. But there is something going on in the show that most folks aren't aware of, right?
That's correct.
Leonard, what station starts your day?
WZCI, Bob.
FM, WGCI, the hottest ticket in town, Luther Vandross and Better Love. 6:32, Bob Wall. Snow tonight, warmer though, high of 28. It's 18 right now with the school full coming up, but hang on just a second.
Hello?
Shirley, please.
Shirley.
This is Shirley?
Uh-huh.
Shirley, you know who this is.
Bob Wall.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And Shirley, you know who set this up, Shirley?
I think so.
Who?
Sure,
you're right, Shirley. Beatrice set this up. Shirley, you're a Luther Vandross fan, am I correct?
Uh-huh.
Sure you are, Shirley. Do you know there's something going on right now with the Luther Vandross show that you might not be aware of?
No.
No? Do you have tickets?
No.
You don't have to? Gosh, I wish I could lay some tickets. Hottest tickets in town. There's something going on with the Luther Vandross show that's kind of top secret. Yeah. And Shirley, you'll find out if you keep your ears on what radio station?
WGCI.
Sure, you're right, Shirley. Down to the mother. 107.5 FM, WGCI, Gap Band, and Jam. 6:38, Bob Wall. Snow later on, high of 28. 10 below's the chill. It's 18 Lakeside at GCI. Let's see, I'm going to need the phone number of Abe Thompson, who's one of our vice presidents here, and I think he handles this account, or at least would give me some information. Abe, okay, here it is. I'll call him in a few minutes. School Fool. Coming up, if you know somebody who's not booking proper, give me a call at GCI.
Miltex Fabrics, Crafts, and Yarns is having a 50% off sale. It's worth crowing about. Twice.
Second set of prints from 12 Exposure Roll, only 99 cents. Similar low prices on other size rolls. And when you get your prints, give them the home they deserve in a good-looking Holson photo album. With a Holson album to protect them, your snapshots can be enjoyed anytime, over and over again for years to come. Holson is the world's leading manufacturer of photo albums. They feature thick, foam-padded covers, gold-stamped designs, and crystal-clear pages with easy-to-use magnetic or easy-slide-in individual pockets. Your photos deserve the best. See the beautiful selection of Holson photo albums at Walgreens today. It's 6:40. And now, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, some faceless female is about to nominate
WGCI's School Fool.
Good morning, Madam X.
Good morning, Bow Wow.
Who would you like to nominate to be WGCI's School Fool?
I'd like to nominate my daughter, Shirley.
Your daughter?
Yes.
Where does she go to school?
She got to school at Lakeview High School.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What's her problem?
Out of 48 days of school, she missed 101 hours of class.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Now, how is that possible?
Well, skipping class and playing around with her little friends.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, you're her mother now. You know the saying, the buck stops here. What are you doing about it, Mom?
Well, right now she's on punishment, and I'm making sure I talk to the counselor at school and make sure she's there.
Hey, she's following up. What are you doing? You grounding her?
Yes, I am.
Setting up some kind of a study plan for her?
Yes, I am.
She understands the seriousness of what she's doing?
Right. It's not the problem that she can't excel in school. It's the problem is that she just don't want to go to class.
Take care of it, Mom. Thanks to you, your daughter is WGCI School Fool. Hey, now, wait. This is not a laughing matter, all right? Oh, 641. .107.5 FM, WGCI, the Millionaires, McCartney and Jackson, and CCC. 647, Bob Wall, snow on the way. 18 right now, might climb up to about 28. And I've got some video dance party tickets to give away. That's at the Park West coming up Saturday the 14th. You got to see it to believe it. 591-8120. Valid GCI card of gold. First caller is going to win that. And concerning what's going on at the Luther Vandross Show, gosh, I wish I could tell you, but I got to get clearance to announce it on the radio. I actually got the ball started without thinking about the fact that I can't really let you in on what's going on unless I do get clearance. And I'm going to try to call one of the big fish here at GCI right now. Hang on.
Hello?
Abe.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob Wall here.
Good morning, Bob.
Listen, I need your help on something.
Okay.
The Luther Vandross Show, who handles that account? Who's that with?
That's Elaine.
Okay, and it's, it's a jam production?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I needed clearance to, to let everybody know what's going on in the show, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, do I need to call her, or can you give me a number, somebody I can call, so I can tell everybody, you know, what's going on during the Luther Vandross Show?
You know, Bob, I think we better wait on that until we talk with somebody at GCI. I'm not sure what to do that.
So what do you mean? You don't want me to tell anybody what's going on during the show?
No, I don't think you should do that, Bob.
Oh, wow, because I've kind of let the cat out of the bag now. I got a lot of people, you know, kind of like on the edge of their seats wondering what's going on.
The figures.
Yeah, but the official word from you is that we should keep the cat in the bag, huh?
Exactly.
Could we maybe, like, tell folks tomorrow, maybe? Would tomorrow be all right? I mean, then, we know all the tickets are going to be sold out by tomorrow.
No, Bob, I don't think so.
Damn. Okay, Abe, you know, I just wanted to try. You know, as long as you're a vice president around here, I guess I can safely ask, what station starts your day?
WGCI.
Now, at long last,